Hello, and welcome to another edition of The Complete Works. I am your host, Doug Hess. If you're tuning in to The Complete Works for the first time, we'd like to officially welcome you to The Complete Works. To give you a little bit of idea of what we do here on this podcast is we're going to discuss, or we do discuss, a specific movie from a film actor, actress, director, or composer's film history. Currently, we're working our way through the Nicolas Cage films. And in this episode of The Complete Works, I'm going to be discussing the movie Mom and Dad, a 2017 release starring Nicolas Cage. If you'd like to find out more information about The Complete Work podcast, all you have to do is go to film-book.com. Again, that's film-book.com. By using the search term The Complete Works, you can also email us at podcast@film-book.com. Again, that is podcast@film-book.com. With The Complete Works in the subject line. You can also say Mom and Dad, because that's a particular issue or episode that we're working on. If you like what you hear on the podcast, we would encourage you to go ahead and hit the submission button or subscribe. And what's going to happen is every time there's a new podcast out there and available, it's automatically going to be sent into your inbox, ready for you to listen to our next episode of The Complete Works. Okay. So what we want to do is, like I said, we're going to be talking about the film Mom and Dad starring Nicolas Cage. And as we do on all of our podcasts, before we jump in and start talking about the particular podcast, we like to start off with a little trivia and talk a little bit how it did at the box office. We'll jump into the cast and we're going to do a summary of the film, and then we'll also listen to or talk a little bit about what the critics, and then finally I'll wrap it up and give you my two cents, if you will, my thoughts on the movie. So as we just jump right in here, we're going to talk a little bit about the trivia to start off with. Now, this is a film that Nicolas Cage said this had to be his favorite movie to do in the last 10 years. So that really says something about that. I think it also shows in the work. We'll talk a little bit more about what the critic says, my thoughts on it. But it really seemed to me to really show that this probably was a film that Nicolas Cage enjoyed doing. Now, John Waters named this film among his top 10 favorites that was released in 2018. Ironically, it shares a title with Mom and Dad from 1945. A film that Waters had previously cited as having a huge impact on his career. So I thought that was kind of interesting out there as well. This also is the second collaboration between Nicolas Cage and Brian Taylor. And a little information, obviously, we'll jump into this in more detail here in a few minutes, but it is filmed at two separate high schools. In the Louisville, Kentucky area. So the student-teacher running scene was actually filmed at St. Xavier High School in Louisville, Kentucky, and the standardized testing scene was shot at DeSales High School in Louisville, Kentucky as well. This film first premiered at the Toronto Film Festival at 11:59 p.m. on September the 9th, 2017, and the film featured cameos from Grant Morrison and Bokeem Woodrum. Morris was a writer of Happy from 2017, which was adapted for television by Mom and Dad director Brian Taylor for 2017 in terms of that. So again, you might have heard me say a 2018 release date, but remember, we're talking about, John Waters' favorite films released in 2018, but it was filmed in 2017. So I just wanted to make sure everybody was on the same page and understood that as well. So what happened at the box office? From the research that I was able to do, it looks like it had an estimated $7 million budget. But unfortunately, it only collected about $165,962 at the box office. It had a running time of approximately 86 minutes in terms of that. So who was some of the other cast members besides Nicolas Cage? So Nicolas Cage plays Brent. Samelia Blair plays Kendall. Ann Winters plays Carly. Zachary Arthur is Josh. And Robert T. Cunningham plays Damon in the movie. So just a couple quick notes about some individuals that were in the movie, along with Nicolas Cage, who really stars in this movie. Some interesting side notes, if you will, for production. On February the 12th, 2016, is when Nicolas Cage was set to star in the film. And on June 22nd of 2016, is when Samuelia Blair signed on as well to do the movie Mom and Dad. The primary photography began in July of 2016. And like I said, everything was shot on location in Louisville, Kentucky, in terms of that. Some other things to know about the film. We said earlier that the film was premiered at the 2017 Toronto International Film Festival on September the 9th, 2017, and it was released theatrically in theaters on January the 19th, 2018 as well. So just kind of a quick side note on that in terms of that. So let's kind of jump into the film itself. Talk a little bit about what was going on in the film Mom and Dad, and we will get started. As we mentioned, this was a film that Nicolas Cage really had a lot of fun with in terms of making, if you will. And think of this as more of an American horror slash comedy regarding Mom and Dad, in terms of that, or the name of the film being Mom and Dad, in terms of that. So, so a couple of things to keep in mind. So the film kind of begins or starts out with the mom putting on music for her children as she sets her car on a railroad track and leaves the children in the car to die. And so, as you can imagine, kind of a very traumatic way to start a film. But it also really sets the tone of what's going on. So the Ryans are a family of four. So you have Nicolas Cage and Samuel Blair, who is the mom and dad in the film. And they have a strained relationship. Brent, Nicolas Cage, or the father in this, does not approve of his daughter Carly's new boyfriend, Damon. And Carly considers her mom, Kendall, out of touch. And so it really kind of sets the film. Hopefully, I think what the director was trying to do in this film was kind of set the mood of trying to be a typical normal family where mom and dad is out of touch or being overprotective, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, where the kids believe that's exactly what's going on. Mom and dad are trying to be overprotective and really don't understand what is going on with the kids today in terms of that. She fights with her younger brother. Imagine that. Josh, and she is forced to cancel plans with her boyfriend because of her grandparents are coming in to visit in terms of that. So we fast forward a little bit and we have Carly here at school. An unexplained stat starts transmitting starts transmitting through the TV screens and the radios. And this seems, this seems to affect, the Ryan's housekeeper, who murders her own daughter in front of a terrified Josh, and a mob of parents rush to Carly's school in an effort to kill their children by means they can't really explain. So when I say that, I'm trying to write myself a little notes as I was watching the movie. Simply put, what happens is, so you have some static or some noise that's going through the television or radio, and it really turns the table to where it makes parents want to kill or try to kill only their own children. So just because they heard it and they see a child doesn't mean that they're actually going to go out and try to murder just any child. It's really focused only on their own children. So I want to keep that in mind in terms of that. And, you know, as I was thinking of this movie after I saw it, and I was kind of thinking about some other things that some other movies. There's another movie that a couple that come to mind, and unfortunately, I'm blanking out on the names of them. But I know there was one with plants a few years ago, instead of a static noise being transmitted through TV screens and radios, but it was with the winds, with the plants. And Wahlberg was in the movie, and unfortunately, I cannot think of it at the top of my head. I meant to write that down, and I have to apologize for having just kind of blanked out on that. Some other things. So we have the housekeeper. I should mention that Brent is a doctor, and so they have a housekeeper, and so their youngest Josh sees or experiences where the maid housekeeper, if you will, wants to murder her own daughter in front of the child. Obviously, as you can imagine, both Brent and Kendall actually have the same experience as well. But I don't want to jump into that just too quickly, because I want to talk about something else that happens in the movie, which is Kendall, which is Blair. She goes to the hospital to be present for her sister Jenny's baby. But as you can imagine, the static is transmitted in the hospital while Gina is giving birth, which then causes her to attempt to kill her baby just after she's delivered the child. And it's Kendall who then protects her niece and keeps her sister from killing the child. Again, if you remember what I just said a few minutes ago, it's only with their child. So it's not like they were trying to kill any and all kids. It's only their own biological kids that they're trying to kill. That this hysteria or this static that is causing parents to kill their own children, not just children in general. So we want to keep that in mind. And that's why, even though Kendall tries to do something to her kids, later on in the movie, that's why she's trying to protect her sister's child in terms of that. So upon seeing Carly at home with Damon, the hysteria overtakes Brent, Nicolas Cage in this case. So what you see is Nicolas Cage trying to knock out Damon, and he attacks Carly. So even though he hits Damon, the boyfriend, he's really trying to go after his daughter, Carly. And then, as you can imagine, mom gets home. Kendall, having been exposed to the static at the hospital, joins in Brent when they get home. And Carly and Josh then lock themselves in the basement. Brent and Kendall start using power tools and saws to get through the locks. Josh then pulls out Brent's gun and fires constantly through the door, wounding his mother. Kendall and Brent bond over their shared desire to kill their children, and they run a hose from the oven's gas pump to the basement in order to poison the kids. So really a sick, twisted plot here about trying to poison the kids. When Carly sees the gas, she rigs up a trap with matches at the door and hides with Josh in a ventilation system. Brent cuts the lock off and opens the door, igniting the gas and triggering an explosion that knocks both parents out. And it causes Damon, who is the boyfriend, to wake up because Brent had knocked him out previously. So then Damon helps Carly and Josh evade their parents, but Kendall wakes up, stabs him in the cheek and knocks him out again. The parents close in on the kids, but are interrupted by a doorbell, which Brent then goes and tries to analyze who's at the door in terms of that, in terms of who's at the door with regards to who's at the door. So their parents, Brent's parents had arrived for dinner. When it opens the door, his mother pepper sprays him and his father stabs him. So remember, I was telling about the grandparents are coming over for dinner. And so what they do is it's one of those vicious cycles where even though grandma and grandpa is coming, Brent is their child. So there's where the hysteria continues, if you will, in terms of that. So basically, as you can imagine, it's a huge chase along the way, where everybody seems to be chasing somebody. So the grandparents are after Brett. Brett is after his own kids in terms of that. So Josh As you can imagine, in order to make the story work, he evades Brent. I'm sorry, I don't know why I keep saying Brent, but it's Brent, who attempts to hide from his father in the garage. Kendall chases Carly and hits her on the head, but Brent's mother attacks her. Brent starts the car and crashes it, killing both of his parents and knocking himself out, while Kendall prepares to finally finish off Carly. But guess who wakes up? Damon knocks her out with a shovel in terms of that. So Kendall and Brent wake up to find themselves restrained in the basement with Carly, Josh, and Damon watching over them. And they continue to have symptoms of the hysteria. And the kids, as you can imagine, would refuse to let them go because guess what? Mom and Dad just tried to kill me in terms of that. And so at the end, Kendall tearfully tells the children she loves them. And Brett continues, but sometimes we just want to. And that's exactly how the film ends, before Brent can finish his last statement. It just kind of ends. And so it kind of leaves you as the audience wondering how the movie ends in terms of that. So that was kind of a quick, dirty view of an 86-minute movie where you can see where it's kind of a cult classic or could have a cult following, where there's comedy, horror, tragedy that's unfolding there. What's really interesting is that I think in this movie, and I go back to the original statement that I said with the trivia where Nicolas Cage said this is maybe the funnest movie he had in the last 10 years. You can kind of see that on the screen where he is really having a good time. And it's that type of movie where I really personally think that Nicolas Cage gets to kind of be himself, where he has that personality where it really shows on the screen. Now, if we start looking at some of the critics, on average, Rotten Tomatoes gave the film an approval rating of approximately 75%. That was based on 131 reviews, with an average of 6 out of 10 viewers thought that it was really a good movie. Across the board, some other places that I had seen with movie reviews, I would say that really echoes that status across the board. Most other critics were giving the film about a 60% review of the film. And I would have to personally agree that this, at first, I'll be honest with you, when I first read the movie review, because I had not seen this movie previously to reviewing it, I thought we were going to get one of those cheap, quick movies that was basically, and I'm exaggerating here, so I don't want anybody to misunderstand what I'm saying, but basically we're saying that the film was made in a day. It wasn't. I totally understand, but I'm saying just the quality and the way it was described, that it was going to be kind of one of those rush films that was done in a week and packaged and sent out the door. I didn't get the feel for that, or I didn't get that feel for this particular film. In terms of that. I thought overall that the film was good. I would say out of a scale of 10, I too would give it a 6 for a couple reasons. One, I think Nicolas Cage did have fun making this film. It was one of those lighthearted, there was enough suspense / horror type movie, but it was also just enough to where there was a little bit of a comedy that really gave it that cult following type of feel, where people could kind of look over some of the silliness and or be drawn to that to make it really one of those films that really worked. So myself, I too would agree that this was kind of a fun, lighthearted movie. It actually was better than I thought going in. I actually thought it was going to be maybe a 2 or 3 type of movie that I would have labeled it. But instead, it was a pleasant surprise where it was just a fun movie to watch. It was a 6 out of a 10. And, you know, I would encourage you to watch it. especially during the Halloween, as we get ready to enter in October, since we're in October, as we get ready to focus on the Halloween season. I think that would be something to just kind of throw in, spend 86 minutes, and just kind of have a little bit of fun going into the fall, this fall, or any fall in terms of that. So again, 6 out of 10, that was it was an interesting movie. We've seen these type of movies before, but like I said, just having that static, or that the radio static, or the TV static that was triggering parents to attack their children. We've kind of seen that before in a different take with different things, but this was a fresh new look at something that's been kind of repeated before. So 6 out of 10, I would encourage you to check it out. And so that kind of wraps it up for this week on The Complete Works. If you'd like to thank you for listening to this episode of The Complete Works with Mom and Dad, you can find more of our work on film-book.com. Again, that's film-book.com. Just search for Doug Hess or The Complete Works. You can also find me on Twitter at HessDoug14. Again, that's HessDoug14. If you listen to the podcast on iTunes or another podcast service, please rate and review the episode. If you're listening to this podcast on our YouTube channel, Film Book Podcast, please like our video. We'd also encourage you to subscribe to the channel and leave us a comment in the comment section. Tune in next time when I review and analyze the next Nicolas Cage film. I'd like to thank you for listening, and we hope to see you back again next week. Take care, everyone.